the word and let your voice be heard. It's Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
And a very good morning to you. Sorry about that. How are you on this Saturday morning? I thank you so much for joining me. I do want to introduce our topic today. It's just me and you this morning. I know you are very well aware about the events that occurred in Newtown, Connecticut yesterday with the massacre of 20 children and 6 adults at the Sandy Hook Elementary School. And I heard about the information late in the day. I didn't hear about it when it initially broke, because at my other job, you know, I don't always have access to the news, and I certainly wasn't looking at the internet at the time the news broke. But when I got the news, it was extremely startling to hear about another mass shooting. So everyone is talking about gun laws. Everybody is talking about gun control. Today, I want to give you a couple of opportunities to express yourself. The first is, there seems to be an attack on and by our youth, and it is unnerving. It is unbelievably disturbing. I want to give you an opportunity to call in and express your feelings about the events that happened in Connecticut. Please talk about how you felt when you heard the news. If you are a parent, what was the first thing that went through your mind when you heard the news yesterday? And then we're going to spend some time really, really talking about how many more things have to happen before we make some changes in the gun laws, before you make some changes in who has access to what type of weapons here in the United States. So it's just me and you today. So get on the phones and let's talk. What was your first reaction when you heard the news about the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre yesterday in Newtown, Connecticut? Give me a call, 215-263-1039. 215-263-1039. Talk about what you first thought. And then, like I said, later on, we will get into a discussion about gun laws in America. So reach out to us right now. We look to you, Lord, in this time of trouble.
As I lay me down, heaven hear me now. I'm lost without a cause, after giving it my all. Winter storms have come and darkened my sun. After all that I've been through, who on earth can I turn to? I look to you. Searching for that open door. to you.
Late great Whitney Houston on Praise 103.9 FM. And we are looking to you, Lord, right now because of this horrible news out of Connecticut. Yet again, we have another mass shooting. Yet again, someone has decided to not only take their own life, but they've decided to take the lives of 27 other people. And I believe it's 20 of them are children between the ages of 5 and 10. The news is extremely disturbing, and it just makes you think so close to Christmas time. You think about the goodness of God. You also think about how children light up when they see Christmas trees and receive presents, and you just spend time with their family. It's a wonderful time, especially for children. But to get this news, to hear about someone else brutally killing innocent people who did nothing but go to school that day, it shakes your soul, and it really makes you think, Lord, what can we do, if anything? So I'm giving you an opportunity to express yourself this morning. Give us a call. What was your first reaction to the news? How are you managing the news? How are you managing to have a conversation with your children about what has happened? Have you had that discussion yet? Are you planning to have that discussion in the next few days? Let's have a conversation. It's just me and you today. No experts on the show, no special guests. You are my special guest this morning, and you have an opportunity to call right now. 215-263-1039. Let's speak with Gloria, calling out of Philadelphia. Gloria is online too. Gloria, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. Yes. My heart is still saddened. Some news you hear, you can wake up the next day and move on, but it is making me pause. This morning I got up early. I have a meeting to go to. Mm-hmm. And the meeting that I am going to attend, it's called Freedom from Covert Harassment and Surveillance. Hmm. I think it's time this country wakes up and really finds out what's going on. Mm-hmm. There is a new world order that is coming through. Mm-hmm. And we have to research this, because I understand there's 12 families that yeah. want to run this country. And yeah. it's a part of it is depopulation. When you do this to children, the first thing I thought about, because I have been in this program, I have been assaulted for 3 years. Mm. COINTELPRO. Okay. People should look that up on the internet. Okay. Children are a sacrifice.
Okay.
And that's what's going on. And that's the Colorado killing, the mm-hmm. killing in the mall. Mm-hmm. This is just too massive, and it's mass killing. But the main thing is mind control. Look up chemtrails.
Okay. So hold on one second. When you first let me ask you, Gloria, do you have any children?
I have 2 adult children and mm-hmm. 4 grandchildren.
Okay.
And the routine, I live with my daughter, and she would pick 2 of the children up from school, drop them off, and then go get her the last one.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. But yesterday she called me. She said, Mom, listen to the news.
Mm-hmm.
She
mm-hmm.
was afraid at that point. She didn't want to let her children go. She said, I'm going to keep the kids with me to go pick up Ashley.
Mm-hmm,
I can't let them go right now.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate your phone call. Thank you for expressing your thoughts and your opinion, and God be with you and the families in Connecticut. All right. Thank you so much, yes. Gloria.
You're most welcome.
Take care.
Thank you.
Let's go to T, calling in from Maryland, and we always appreciate our listeners from Maryland. T, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us. Please tell us your first response when you heard about the news out of Connecticut.
Well, of course, I was shocked and deeply sad and disheartened by that act that occurred there. My heart goes out first and foremost to the families who lost loved ones in the entire community, and I pray that God's mercy, grace, and comfort,
yes.
and peace will be with them during this time of loss.
Yes. Yes. Now, do you have any children, T?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I have an 18-year-old and a 19-year-old. I'm on my way to New York right now to pick up my 18-year-old from college.
Okay.
Great. But I also have godchildren who are the ages of 2, 3, and 4. Mm-hmm. And immediately when I heard the news, I called the mother of my godchildren to check on them because it could happen to any one of us at any time. And my heart was so sad, and I just wanted to know that my babies were okay.
Yeah, yeah. And have you had, I know you're about to go pick up one of your children. Have you had a conversation with them? Because, you know, unfortunately, you had the Virginia Tech situation a few years ago. And so, you know, this is not just something that little kids have to be concerned about, or parents of little kids, you know, parents of children in college, you know, this happens there too, which is very unfortunate.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, first and foremost, I am so thankful that my kids are Christian and that they believe in God. And so mm-hmm. I pray for them every day for their well-being and their protection.
Amen.
But I did talk to them about safety, about being vigilant, about sharing things that they know that are suspicious. My son goes to Morgan State University.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks ago, when I was on a mission trip in New Jersey, I got the text that there was a shooting on campus right next to the dormitory. Praise God, no one was killed, but the violence is everywhere. And kids just need to be aware of that, and they have to take great measures to be safe.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I tell them. And I know that they're saddened by what has happened.
Right, right. Well, God bless you. I hope you have a safe trip to New York to pick up your youngins. And, you know, I hope you do have an enjoyable day, as enjoyable as you can have it. And definitely keep the families in your prayers and thoughts.
Thank you. God bless you.
All right. God bless you. Thank you. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Praise 103.9 FM. We are discussing your reaction to the news about what happened at the Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut. It is horrific. It is heart-wrenching. It brings about other questions. What do we need to do here? This is happening a little too much. I mean, once is too much, but now it's happening again and again and again. People are up in arms about this gun law business. Yeah, do we need to make some changes? If so, what changes do we need to make? We're having that discussion this morning, so please chime in. It is just me and you today, y'all. Because I'm telling you, hearts are hurting. People are just like, what the devil is going on? Reach out to us. Express your opinion this morning on Praise in the City. 215-263-1039. Going back to the phones, let's speak with Sandra calling in on line 4 from Bucks County. Sandra, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm hanging in, child. This is disturbing.
Yes. I just want to send a prayer out to the parents that have lost their children this morning.
Yes.
I have a mother of 7 kids.
Mm-hmm.
I was so upset yesterday when I heard the news.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no way I could react to that. I was so sad. And it really went to me emotionally.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So how old are your children? You say you're the parent of 7 children.
Yeah, I have 2 in college, 18 years. I had 3 in high school, 16 and 17, and I had 3 in elementary.
Okay. All right. And were you initially concerned about your personal children when you heard the news yesterday?
Yes, just the other day, my little son in elementary had a gas leak at his school, and he called us. And can you imagine why I went fleeing to that school just to get my son out?
Yeah.
And when I sat down yesterday in front of the TV watching the news, I could imagine what the parents went through yesterday.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. So have you yet had a conversation with your little ones about what has happened?
Well, they were in school. I don't think they are aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
But a 16-year-old and I was sitting watching the news,
mm-hmm.
and all she could say was, how could he? And tears begin to flow down her cheeks. There is no way you can explain to your children this. It's terrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Up to now, I haven't gotten over it. I'm trembling.
Yeah.
My husband and I were all crying yesterday. It's so emotional.
Yeah. And the president, when he addressed the country yesterday, he was also very emotional. And understandably so. Understandably so. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your phone call, Sandra. God bless you and your family.
All right, thank you. Let us keep praying for those parents, especially this season. Let us keep praying for them.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you, and you have
thank
a good
you
have
thank
a good day.
Bye
bye. Let's go to Patricia calling in on line 2 from the Garden State, New Jersey. Patricia, good morning. You're live on
good
the
morning
air.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Sad.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a school nurse in New Jersey, and I was at school yesterday when a teacher showed me.
Mm-hmm.
And I went into the kindergarten class, and they just came and was always hugged me. And I just say, how could we hurt these little angels?
Mm-hmm.
How could somebody do this? Yeah. The government, we have to write our congressmen and everybody, we need stricter gun laws. They need to take away the guns.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They have to do something, because we can't sacrifice our children for these fools.
Right. Right.
We can't allow them to be sacrificed.
Yeah.
As you were saying, kids are so happy at Christmas time. Mm-hmm. What? How are these parents taking going through this?
Yeah.
How are they going to cope?
Right.
I have a kindergarten 4-year-old granddaughter and a 7-year-old. What am I going to tell them when I see them today?
Mm-hmm.
It's sad, Lorraine. It's very sad.
Yeah, it really is. It really
it
is.
It really is, and it's heartbreaking.
Well, thank you so much for expressing your opinion, and we are going to turn the conversation to your thoughts about the gun laws and why,
yes,
you know, why we still have the automatic weapons out there for anybody
know
to get.
I
like, who, what random individual needs an automatic weapon? I mean, honestly.
They have to have stricter laws and rules when people are buying guns.
Yeah. Absolutely. Thank you so much. I appreciate your phone call, and thank you for listening to us this morning.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye. All right.
Take care. Let's go to Sherelle calling in from Philadelphia on line 1. Sherelle, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
Hi. How are you?
I'm all right. I just give God praise and honor and glory. I'm just kind of a little emotional about the Connecticut incident.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, I'm an intercessor,
mm-hmm,
and that's a heavy blow. That's totally a heavy, heavy blow.
Yeah.
I'm really sad about that. Just saying that is going forward, I'm praying for the leaders from the White House all the way down, you
mm-hmm
know, like mothers, you know, fathers and stuff like that,
mm-hmm,
that we go back to our first love and just lift up our voice and cry out to God, that we just, you know, be on one accord, you know,
right,
that He direct our path, because we really in desperate need of God's direction and protection.
Mm-hmm.
And I cry out for the people that lost, you know, their loved ones, their children, because I too was a victim of losing my brother, you know, to the street. It's just sad because, you know, you send your kids, you know, to school and you hope to see them.
Right.
And such tragedy like this happened. So I'm just going to just cry out and pray to God, you know, for the family,
mm-hmm,
you know, that lost people. And I'm crying out for leaders everywhere to just go back to their first love.
Amen. Amen. Everybody needs to be lifted up in prayer right now through all of this. It's too much to think about. It's too much to imagine. I'm not a parent, but I love children. So I could only imagine the terror and the complete dismay that the parents are feeling right now. And the parents of the children who did survive but were in the room or in the school at the time, that's still a lot to be concerned about, you know.
Yeah, and that's another thing too, is that the children that were there, you know, their emotional stability, the parents, you know, I mean, the parents of children that was working, you know,
mm-hmm,
that's just like a whole big, they just opened up a whole big can of emotions and feelings that's going on. So like I said, I'm overwhelmed and I'm just praying out, because see, my husband, his family live up in Connecticut.
Oh wow. Okay.
I don't know what part, and so the first thing I asked, you know, okay, did you get in contact with your sister and her son, because her son is, his name is Jason, and he got 3 girls, well, two girls and one adopted daughter,
right,
and a son. So right, you know, and then I got grandkids myself. My youngest is 19. So,
wow,
you know, and you know how they go back to, like, homeschool and stuff,
mm-hmm,
like that. We shouldn't,
mm-hmm,
have to have our kids as prisoners.
Right.
So it's just sad. We just have to take authority over the enemy, the adversary of the air. It's just crazy.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, lady. I appreciate your phone call, and I definitely appreciate you listening to us this
morning.
You be
encouraged. You have a blessed and prosperous day as well.
Thank you, Mama. You too. Bye-bye. If you're just tuning in, this is Praise in the City on Praise 103.9 FM, a special edition. We are talking about the gun violence perpetrated on and by our youth. We're going to talk about what needs to be done about gun laws. We're still going to give you an opportunity if you're on the line and you want to talk about your initial feeling, your initial reaction to the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre yesterday. The phone lines are open for you to express yourself. I also want to introduce the topic of what do we need to do about stricter gun laws. I mean, I hear what the folks that are all for being able to bear arms, all that. Yeah, I hear you. But who needs an automatic weapon if you're a regular old citizen, if you are not a police officer, if you are not a member of the military? What do you need that for? Are you really trying to, even if you're hunting, do you really need that type of a weapon to hunt? Let's have this conversation. Reach out to us at 215-263-1039. Stay with us, please. If you're on the line, just hold on a few more minutes. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with more conversation after this.
Now, back to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's Inspiration Station.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome back to our program today. It is just you and I. We are having a discussion, giving you an opportunity to express your sorrow, your concern, your first reaction to the news out of the Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, with the massacre that occurred there yesterday morning. It is disturbing to hear this news. I know people have been talking about it for the past several hours, almost nonstop. But here you have an opportunity to express yourself on the radio. But also I'm going to spend some time talking about our gun laws here in the United States, because this program isn't just about what happened at the Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut. It's also about what happened here in Philadelphia a few days ago. We're two teenagers. We're just on the L having a conversation or shooting the breeze with a guy and ended up in a little tit for tat about a basketball game. And when the teens exited the subway car, one of them turned back and just shot into the car and hit two people. So this is a problem. This is a big problem that you can't have a regular old conversation, or you can't have an opposing point of view with someone without it resulting in you being in the hospital with bullets in your body. This is a problem. Why is it so easy for people, any people who are mentally stable, people who are not, people who are mature, people who are not, to be able to access guns, and especially high-powered rifles? Why is this happening, and why can't we do anything about it? I definitely want to hear your opinion on that and how you felt when you heard the news out of the Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut. Give us a call, 215-263-1039. Let's go back to Africa, calling out of Philadelphia. Thank you so much for being on the line and for being patient. You're live on the air. I'm sorry. Okay, line five. Africa is on line five. Yes, good morning, Africa. Are you there? Okay. Yes, is this Africa? Okay, let's try and find line five. Africa's been waiting for a minute. Are you there, Africa? Yes, hello?
Hello, this is Roslyn.
Okay, this is Roslyn. Okay, hi, Roslyn. Good morning. Roslyn is calling from New Jersey on line four. Roslyn, good morning. Thank you so much for being with us. What is your comment today?
My comment is, I was devastated yesterday when I heard about the 20 children and the 6 father that was killed in Sandy yesterday. And my heart felt good with the loss of those who lost their loved ones. I feel devastated because we have our law enforcement who protecting us. Then we want to protect ourselves with guns. Instead of protecting ourselves with guns, we are killing innocent people. So I'm asking and appealing to the Congress people, to our president, that they should take away the gun from the streets. Mm-hmm. Because you can't be you can't say you're registering a gun and go and kill innocent people. Mm-hmm. If you got people protecting you, why are you going to get guns to go kill somebody instead of protecting you? And most of these guns that kill people, they are registered. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are registered. So we are appealing not only mothers, but the citizens of the United States. Mm-hmm. We are appealing for these guns to be taken away from the street. We got people that are protecting us. So no need for us to protect ourselves. Mm-hmm. We have already been protected, either by the law or by God. So while we are being so violent out there, buying guns, registering to kill people, and I felt very bad. Christmas is coming. Kids like to open their present Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and it makes the family happy.
Mm-hmm.
But now those parents are going to live with this sorrow in their heart forever, no matter what. We know only God wants to counsel them, but no matter what, Christmas is right here. And we all was waiting and hoping to see that particular day. And just to see your child go to school, we didn't have the chance to say, I love you. They were in a rush to go to work. They were in a rush to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And they would never have that time to hug that one that was alive to tell them, I love you.
Yeah.
So I just want the nation to pray.
Yes.
I want country to pray. And let's talk to the Congress people.
Mm-hmm.
And that is take away this gun instead of saying, register gun and protect yourself.
All right. Rosalind, thank you so much. I really appreciate your comment this morning. And I thank you for listening to us today.
Thank you.
All right.
And
take
have
care.
A wonderful day.
All right. You do the same. Let me find out from my producer if line five is still there, if Africa is still there. Okay. All right. We lost Africa. So let's go to Ronnie calling from Germantown on line one. Ronnie, good morning. You're live on the air. Hi.
Hi. Good morning, Tiffany. How are you?
I'm hanging in there, Mom.
Yeah. I was, in fact, on my way in the center city yesterday, and I happened to look on Facebook, and I saw something about RIP in Connecticut, and I'm going, oh, my God, what has happened now? But I had no idea of the extent of what took place yesterday until I actually got on the train and I heard a whole bunch of people talking about it.
Mm.
We have a very systemic problem in this country, like you said, and one of them is that guns are just too easily accessible. I mean, they flow like water.
Yeah.
But I think, and I started thinking about this last night, I think, what's got to happen is that people are going to have to start really putting pressure on the lawmakers and the politicians.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to have to start at the local level. It's going to have to go to the state level. And then it's going to have to go to the federal level.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the issue, Tiffany, is that a lot of people don't know how the political system in this country works. So when something of this magnitude happens, and people are shaking their heads, and they're going, oh, my God, this is horrible.
Right.
What has to happen is people are going to have to start rallying. They're going to have to start what we have. We have the web now. We have the Internet, online petitions.
Mm-hmm.
Put pressure. We have to start. And I'm going to call it the way it is. We got to start with Mayor Nutter. Everybody in their individual towns can start putting pressure on their mayors to start looking at how these guns are flowing into our inner cities. Straw purchases are still taking place. If you remember, Lynn Abraham, when she was a district attorney, had an aggressive program with straw purchases. You don't even hear anything about that anymore. I don't know if Seth Williams is doing anything with that or not. Let's have a dialogue with Seth Williams. Let's find out why these guns are so easily accessible.
Right.
Take it from there.
Right.
We have to go. We have to go to the Congress people and up the ladder like that. But the power comes from the people, and we still don't understand that concept.
And and you know what? And I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, Ronnie.
That's
right. But you know what you're saying makes a lot of sense. And as you were talking, I'm thinking, you know, no one problem can just be tackled from one angle.
Exactly.
The problem has to be tackled from multiple angles because we, one, have to reduce the easy accessibility of the guns, but then we're also not really having the conversation about mental health. We're talking about situations where people are mentally unstable. Clearly, if you're going to massacre someone, you are not mentally stable. We need to have this conversation about what do people need to look for. If you suspect your family member or a close friend is acting irrationally, if you think that they could potentially do harm to themselves or someone else, instead of brushing it off, there's some things that we need to be aware of. And that conversation has to start happening. And I'm going to start bringing some experts into the program so we can have those discussions, but I don't think we're spending enough time talking about the mental wellness of individuals. And that is part of the fuel behind this, because obviously if you're not inclined to go shoot somebody, you're not just going to pick up a gun and shoot somebody. Something has to be going on. Something has to be wrong.
I agree with you 100%, and I think you're right. This is the same problem that we've had for years. Every time there's a massacre, we start talking about mental illness. We light the fire for that conversation, and then it just fades back into darkness until somebody else gets killed.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Mama. I really appreciate your comment,
thank you for listening
this morning. All right. Bye-bye. Let's go to Sophie calling in from Delaware. Sophie, good morning. Welcome to the program. Sophie is online, too. Hi,
good
Sophie.
Morning. Good morning. God bless you. And it's Sophia.
Yeah, thank you. God bless you too, Mama. God bless you too. I appreciate it. What's your comment? Your thoughts or your comment?
First and foremost, my heart is definitely heavy for the parents and the children and the whole entire Newton, Connecticut area.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my first thought when I heard it, it felt like something. Someone of my own personal, you know, connection of family and friends just was deeply wounded.
Yeah.
It felt like it hit home. It was like in the area, although I'm not in Connecticut and I'm in Delaware, but I felt like I was right there, close nearby, and it just kind of did something to me all day yesterday. But with prayer and just trusting God, and you know, and just believing that. Something, you know, the healing process is going to take a while, I know, but I just pray that that whomever know the Father just continue to cry out unto Him so that they can be able to deal with this situation in hand with just knowing God.
Yeah.
Knowing God.
Amen. Amen.
And secondly, as far as the gun law and the school system.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we think back many years ago when they first took prayer out of school, the school system went downhill ever since.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I think they need to think about going back to the old time way and putting these things, these values back in to our school system.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as the gun law, I think they need to really go through their acceptance of whom and who can get a gun license and purchase a gun with a fine-tooth comb. Because with that being said, a person that's unstable, and as you stated, you know, family, you know, when we around family, we can kind of pick up on this person is not kind of right upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And if they haven't gotten medical attention about it, and we know that, then there are signs where we can try to initiate them to go and seek help.
Right.
And once they seek help and go on to purchase a gun, they should have it where, I know they say the HIPAA law, you know, Privacy Act, you know, you can't discriminate about a disability person.
Mm-hmm.
It's not discriminating. I think they should just be more conscious and aware of knowing the fact if a person have that sort of type of disability, whether they're schizophrenic or they're bipolar, you know, all those things, you know, that should be noted.
All right. Sophia, I'm sorry I'm going to have to cut you there. I want to try and get to a couple more calls. We are getting close to the end of the show, but thank you so much. I appreciate and value your comments. Thank you so much.
Have a blessed.
You too. Let's go to line 5 and speak with Andre calling out of Philadelphia. Andre, good morning. You're live on the air. Andre, hi. Are you there? Okay, Andrea's not listening. Okay, so let's go to Marcus calling in on, I think Marcus is on line five. Marcus is calling from Philadelphia. Marcus, good morning. Are you there?
Good morning, Sizzle. How are you?
Hey, how are you, Marcus?
I'm fine.
Yes, I know. Marcus Williams is joining us on the phone. He is a very strong advocate for children, and you do a lot of mentoring here in the city of Philadelphia. I know you are extremely heartbroken by this news out of the Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut.
I mean, after I finished crying, because it just broke my heart, I think the problem, I mean, everybody's referring to the guns and the issues and the mental health, and that is tragic as well. But in a 24-hour time period, we shut down 42 schools in our own city that affect 17,000 children.
Mm-hmm.
The Sandy Hook shooting has taken away another 15 children. And within an hour of that shooting, there was a stabbing in China that killed another 12 children.
Mm-hmm.
Our children are under attack all over the world. And if you want to destroy any civilization, that's where you start. You take out the elderly and the children.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think we need to be very mindful of the things that are happening around us, because they're cutting education and they're building prisons, again, destroying our children's futures and preparing for the worst scenarios to come. And I think that's these true. Are some of the things that need to be addressed.
Absolutely. All of it. Everything has to be addressed. It's like my friend says, changing a tire on a car. You can't just do one thing in succession of another. Everything has to be tackled simultaneously if we're going to see any improvement on any of these issues going around. And yes, the closing of 40 schools is heart-wrenching as well in a different respect. Marcus, thank you so much for calling. We always appreciate having you here. You've been a friend to the show. You've been on the show before. Thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
All right. You do the same. And with that, we actually have to close out the show. It's never enough time for us to have the conversations, but I promise you, we are going to continue this conversation. We're going to have some mental health professionals. We'll have some people representing the schools, representing everything we need. Some lawmakers, hopefully, we'll be able to have on the show to talk about what can we collectively do about this problem. Tired of hearing it. Tired of seeing families crying. Tired of seeing children hurt or hurting others. So with that said, I want to give a big thank you to my offsite producer, Donovan West, and also to my in-studio producer, special guest producer for today, Aaron. Thank you so much for all that you do. Stay with us. Marriage Beyond the Vows is next. Have a peaceful, positive, and productive day, and please keep the people in Connecticut in your prayers. Bye-bye.